Watcher, and a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start back in 47. It marks the very first time Buddy Tate had recorded as a leader. So, Tate's a-jumping. It's December 47, and Texas tenor man Buddy Tate excuses himself from his full-time job with the Basie Band to make this record. He stayed with the Basie Band until 49. In later years, Buddy Tate's tone became much mellower. On this occasion, he's a real tough Texas tenor, a honker. He's joined by fellow Basieites Emmett Berry, trumpet, Ted Donnelly, trombone, and Charles Q. Price, alto, Bill Doggett, piano, rather than his more usual Hammond organ, Louis Spania, guitar, Benny Booker, bass, and a 26-year-old Chico Hamilton, drums. The song was correctly titled, Tate's a Jumping. It's guitar time.
Thank you.
The leader on this Feb 2018 recorded High Note album is guitarist Joel Harrison, whose plan for this CD, Angel Band, was, quote, to arrange and record country and especially Appalachian music for a jazz group in new and unusual ways, unquote. Well, full marks, Joel. Mission accomplished, I'd say. We heard Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, Harrison guitar, as we already know, the wonderfully named John Cowherd Hammond B3, Chris Tordini bass, Brown Blade drums. The lineup varies considerably track by track. Other instruments are used, alto, accordion, violin, cello, banjo. They pop up in various formats from time to time. I'm jumping about, back to 54. Record label Fresh Sound released this double CD back in 2015 of all of the recordings saxophonist Gil Melle made for Blue Note Records 52 to 56, plus a previously unreleased 1957 broadcast from Cafe Bohemia, New York City. Fresh Sounds do put out some truly wonderful music, and often by the not quite that well-known jazzers, and that descriptor fits Gil Melle. As a boy, painting was his first love. Until that is, he heard a Duke Ellington song. That happened to somebody else that I know. In Gil's case, he became a jazz muso. He was highly regarded. In 52, at the age of just 21, he became the first white musician to be signed to Blue Note Records, and it was Gil who introed Alfred Lion, founder of Blue Note Records, to his Gil's friend, the recording engineer Rudy Van Gelder. Here on Cyclotron, recorded Jan 53 by Van Gelder, of course. It's Melay tenor, he later moved to baritone, but tenor here. Eddie Burt trombone, the brilliant Tal Farlo guitar, Clyde Lombardi bass, and a young Joe Morello drums. This is a couple of years before Joe joined the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Melay would later focus on composing for films and TV series, and he also dabbled with electronic music, being a pioneer of synthesizers and drum machines. Oddly, this next song is from an album called Ballets. This album, Ballets, is by the Italian pianist and composer Giorgio Gaslini. The first 13 tracks on this CD, 13 of 14, are Carmen Graffiti 1 to 13. We heard Carmen Graffiti 7. This is the Giorgio Gaslini Globo Quartet, plus a string quartet at times and a wind quartet at others. The Globo Quartet was Danielle De Gregorio, vibes and percussion, Giampiero Prina, the all-important drums on number 7, Gaslini on piano, and Roberto Bonatti bass. Are you ready for some haunting tenor playing? Thank you. This is a fascinating album. It's called The Call. It's by Alan Skidmore, but featuring Amapondo, a South African percussion group. Amapondo translates People of Mapondo, or Mapondo Land, a kingdom in the Eastern Cape where the band members grew up. In 1994, Skidmore had recorded an unrehearsed TV show with them in South Africa and vowed to come back and make a record with them. And this is it, although they did it the hard way. Skidmore tenor, Steve Melling piano, the omnipresent Arnie Summergee bass, and Gary Husband drums. Kit drums is listed here to distinguish Gary from the percussionists. This jazz group recorded their part at the Hear No Evil studio in London, Amapondo in Cape Town, a month earlier, April 99. We heard Bridges of Sand, written by Colin Townes, who also played keyboards on that song. This is a joyful album, full of township singing, as well as songs like Bridges of Sand. Hey, Nursery Blues. Thank you. As it happens, I'm just reading a biography of altoist Jackie McLean, and it inevitably goes through each of his albums he made, and much mention is made of this September 62 Blue Note recording by Rudy Van Gelder, of course. It's called Tipping the Scales. This was one of several hard bop LPs that McLean recorded about this time, but its release was much delayed by some 20 years. Why was that? Well, an earlier McLean recording, which was rather more free jazz, was still selling well, and the Blue Note management thought the public would have been confused by a free jazz one. In fact, two free jazz LPs, Let Freedom Ring and One Step Beyond, and then back to hard bop. Well, all that matters now is that it was released eventually. The rhythm section was Sonny Clark piano, and he wrote that song, Nursery Blues. Butch Warren bass and Art Taylor drums. And I've just realised there's a large circular record shape, I guess, but really much larger. But anyway, there's a circular poster inside the LP sleeve. Abstract-ish drawings of the Blue Note star roster musos all over it. I found it some 30-plus years after I bought the LP. Adam Makovitz, Warsaw, Feb 75, is next. Adam Makovitz with an original of his, Passiflora, solo piano, Feb 75 in Warsaw. Hey, it's Ellington time. Thank you. Chicago, March 56. That was an Ellington compo, Miss Lucy, making its one and only outing with the band. Had some Basie-like moments in there. Ray Nance was the trumpet soloist. This is on Volume 1 of the 10-CD series, The Private Collection, all recorded at Ellington's expense and added to the ever-growing stockpile. Experts talk of the 40-45 Ellington Orchestra as the lineup, and yes, it was outstanding, but this 56th version runs anything close. Of the big, big, long-standing Ellingtonian names, there's really only Cootie Williams and Lawrence Brown missing. The reeds are Hodges, Hamilton, Gonsalves, Procope, Carney. Trumpets, Willie Cook, Clark Terry, Ray Nance, Cat Anderson. That's amazing. The trombones are Britt Woodman, John Sanders, Quentin Jackson. So I'd better also mention Jimmy Woody bass and Sam Woodyard drums to finish it all off. Plus, the pianist, of course. A bluesy number next. Leader is the altoist Charles Williams, Charles I. Williams. This was his first LP as a leader. Sadly, he only made four that I know of in a 40-plus year career, this one being 71. He devoted most of his life to teaching music in high schools. That was his own compo, Country Mile. I nearly chose another of his compos from this album, Bacon Butt Fat, but with two T's. This Red Lion LP is called simply Charles Williams. David Bubba Brooks tenor, Don Pullen Hammond organ, Earl Dunbar Jr. guitar, Gordon Edwards bass and Bill Curtis drums. Another big band, a name band no less. The Bob Florence Big Band in 59 in Hollywood, Under Paris Skies. This Carlton LP is called Name Band 1959, although, with the exception of Florence, not too many of the band names could really be described as names. Florence, an LA native, was a big band man through and through. He'd been something of a classical child prodigy, but jazz, and especially big band jazz, was to be his life. He spent time in the big bands of Les Brown, Harry James, Louis Belson, Sauter and Finnegan, usually as a pianist and composer and arranger. And being an LAite, he did lots of studio and TV work as well as keeping his big bands going. Piano bass drums next. Warning, you may well like this. And another Fresh Sounds album. This time, it's the Johnny Pate Trio. Complete recordings, 55-56. Bassist Pate didn't leave us many jazz recordings before he moved into producing and arranging for soul and R&B music, where he was very successful, I must add. The recordings he did make are consistently superb, helped enormously here by the piano playing of Ronald Bright and Charles Walton drums, all three from Chicago, which is where this song was recorded in 56. We heard, as you know, In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. I'm going to play you a second song from this album, quite different.
Say, what's your name? I'm not to blame, so pardon me if I howl. I'd like to say more, please don't shut the door. Ooh, you're a living doll. If only I'd rate, say how about a date? Oh no, I'm not on the prowl. I'm tearing my hair, I wish you would care. Ooh, you're a living doll. I feel just awful miserable. I'm heading for a spill. But you're adorable, lovable. Say, are you for real? You haven't heard a single word, a consonant or a vowel. So I guess I'll pause and give up the call still. Ooh, you're a living doll.
for real.
You haven't hoyed a single void, a consonant or a vowel. So I guess I'll pause and give up the ghost. They'll you're a living, you're a living, you're a living doll.
Yes, a fun vocal. Ooh, you're a living doll. Same three musos, Johnny Pate, Ronald Bright, Charles Walton, but a year earlier, 55, plus vocalist Gwen Stevens. And drummer Charles Walton joins in on the singing on that Johnny Pate original. Something of a diversion, I would say. Compare and contrast that with Acoustic Alchemy. Think, that's Passion Play. The song numbering system seems to have gone a trifle awry here. On the album, I should say, I'm Innocent. I really enjoy Acoustic Alchemy records, all built around the twin guitars of Greg Carmichael and Miles Gilderdale. Sadly, they are stuck with the reference smooth jazz, worse still, English smooth jazz, which devalues them, I think. Andy Hamill bass, Jeff Dunn drums. 2001. Real thing now, though. On New Year's Eve, just past, the trombonist Herbie Green died. Let's have two songs by him to close out this week's show. Thank you. Herbie Green, real name Urban Green. Isn't that a brilliant name? Urban. I name this baby Urban. Herbie was born in Mobile, Alabama, and turned professional when just 15 after his father had died. He was in Gene Krupa's band initially and then joined his brother Jack in Woody Herman's third thundering herd. In 54, he won the trombonist New Faces Award and moved to New York and recorded with all of the big names there, and then carved out a career as the leader, recording a couple of dozen LPs in his own name. Here in October 55 on Am I Blue, he is joined by Dave McKenna, piano, Jimmy Rainey, guitar, Percy Heath, bass, and Kenny Clarke, drums. Herbie was 92 when he died on New Year's Eve. One of Herbie's most amazing recordings was a very fast version of Flight of the Bumblebee. Can't sadly find it now, having searched like mad. Probably worth seeing if it's on YouTube, as it is an astonishing work of art. So we're going to close with another of his very popular recordings. It's the old warhorse Skylark, New York, December 53. Herbie, trombone obviously, Doug Metome, trumpet, John Murto, tenor, Sam Staff, baritone, Jimmy Lyon, piano, Dante Martucci, bass, and Jimmy Campbell, drums. Thank you. thanking Irby Green for his massive contribution to our music, I must mention two LPs he recorded in 68, 21 Trombones and 21 Trombones Volume 2. Yes, 21 separate trombones. If you like the trombone, wow, you're in luck. If you don't, well, steer clear of those. Thanks also to you for listening. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.